Hello guys.
Hi guys.
So you are welcome to another edition.
Why are you welcome like that? So. Alright guys, you're welcome to this episode of Voice of Eden podcast with the Amechis.
We're finally together after how many years is well there.
So welcome
guys.
If you're listening on Spotify, please go ahead to subscribe. Thank you. If you're listening on Google Podcast, you can also follow us. If you're listening on Podcaster, formerly known as Anchor.fm, please just like, right?
Thank you.
Welcome. If you're here because of my wife,
kisses.
Kiss what?
Kisses.
Please, thank you. If you're here because of me, thank you very much. God bless you.
His will.
So today we're talking about...
Hello there, friend. My name is Amechi and I'm the anchor voice of Eden. Aside that, I'm a pro graphics designer, I love to sing, I'm an author, and I love Jesus. We are on a mission to expose people to the truth of who they are in Christ Jesus, to build a generation that loves God, fears God, and serves God, to raise and empower people that cherish the Word of God. Join us as we journey into God's rest.
It's about time.
It's about the time to go there.
My wife doesn't understand the topic, so she has just been saying things.
It's time to go down.
But it's about time. It's about time.
But seriously, it sounds like one of those, it's about time to go down.
No, go down where? We're always going upward. Upward ever and downward.
Ever.
Never. How can you know that this thing? So upward ever and downward never. So yeah, welcome to today's podcast. And like I said, we're talking about timing, all right? It's about time. You know, sometimes a lot of us spend a lot of time waiting for our turn and waiting for our time. Like sometimes it is even painful when you don't know when your timing is, right? We remember there was a time a post went viral that Pastor Chris Delvan made. And then he was saying that sometimes people say they have passed their timing. Like, I've passed my time, I'm 35, I'm not married. I don't have a job, I'm so and so, I'm late, and all of that. And then he said, who told you your time? That one of the things we often fail to understand is that in as much as we are bound in time, God is not time bound.
God's timeless.
He's timeless.
Yeah.
He's out of time. Do you get? And the best way to describe it was one time when I was meditating.
Your husband's meditation is well. Yes, we'll talk about that another day.
Thank you very much. So I was meditating and it was just amazing to see how that when we think of 50 years, you know, the scripture says a day
with the Lord is like 1,000 years.
Yes, thank you for I was trying to remember how it said it. And 1,000 years like a day. And I couldn't understand the calculation in it. And then I told myself that certain times we can spend 50 years, or let me say 5 years. 50 years feels like it's too much. 5 years trying to learn or trying to wait for something to happen. And to God, it is just but a moment. Like you literally spent 5 years waiting for most likely a job, or you spent 5 years waiting for a breakthrough. And in heaven, it was recorded that you waited only a few minutes. In heaven, it was just, in the record of heaven, it wasn't 5 years. Because God doesn't calculate timing like we do. He doesn't see timing like man. He doesn't see time like, he's not bound to time like we are, 24 hours. So after every 24 hours, we count a day. After every 24 hours, we count another day. After every 24 hours, we count another day. But it's not like that with God. What we felt like it took us 50 years can literally have just taken a day in the sight of God, right? So this is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that it doesn't matter how much time has gone past, or you feel like time has gone past and this same thing you have waited for has not still happened. To God, those time that you think have gone past or you've wasted, they haven't gone past. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Or you don't.
I'm getting it.
Okay. To to God, you haven't spent, to God, it just feels like you're still in process to arriving at everything he has said you will arrive at. And for him, time is not being wasted. Time has not been thrown away. Time, the day you realize it, the day, that same day, you walk into the same things that he has always ordained or he has promised you to walk into. So that's why I said today we're talking about, it's just, it's about time.
Okay, so I think what my husband is trying to say is that in your processes and in your work with God, don't be subject to time. Don't be too conscious about time, because God is not bothered about time. God is more interested in his working in you.
Yes.
He's more interested in what he's doing in you at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He's more interested in your perfection. He's more interested in your maturity.
Yes.
And if you are too focused on time, you miss out on what God is doing
mm-hmm.
in your life at the time. So don't say, "Oh God, why is it taking you 5 years, to complete this particular work in my life?" For God, it's not taking 5 years. God is not even calculating the time. What God is seeing is, the work that he's doing in your life. So basically, don't be too focused on time. Time is irrelevant in this work that we have been called to do with God. It's complete. Time is like the farthest thing on God's mind, and it should be on your mind. And that's why he started with, the quote by Pastor Chris Delvan about who told you your time. So I know in this world that we live, it's very, very easy to be intimidated when you see your mates getting married at 22, 25. Let me use marriage as an example. And you are 35 and you are not yet married. It's going to be hard for you to say that, okay, let me focus on what God is doing. And not, allow myself to be overwhelmed with time. It's not easy. But maybe this would help you pass through the process, and trust God to bring you to the end of it, and at the end of it, still believe that you have not wasted your time, in quote.
Yeah, thank you, that was good. I mean you simplified the whole thing I was saying. So I also want to add that in as much as in timing, we know that there are two Greek words for time. There is
chronos and kairos.
And it is from kairos we get, it's from chronos we get chronology, right?
Yeah.
And as much as there is chronos, there is also kairos. And a lot of us, sometimes we can miss our
kairos moment because we are too focused on chronos.
Yes. So we can miss, and kairos is like, let me define kairos, because some of you may just be hearing kairos and kairos and chronos. Kairos is like an appointed time. Like it's a, how scripture spoke about the man, the pool of Bethesda, where he comes and stirs the water. It's like a kairos moment. It happens once. And chronos is like
events
yes,
happenings.
Like time, like how time goes by and all of that, your normal time. So in as much as we are conscious of our normal timing, like time is going back, there are certain periods of time that are kairos moments, right? And if we miss out of it, it may take another kairos moment to happen for us to step into it. So why we decided to do this podcast is to make us understand that some of us have shifted our work with God for an appointed time. So we have moved getting serious with God until maybe when I get to 25, I'll get serious with God. Or maybe when I get to, when I give birth to 4 children, or when I'm done giving birth, I can get serious with God. I can start reading my Bible. Or maybe when I'm able to set up my business, then I can get serious with God. And there are a lot of things we have moved to a later time. Now, why we are doing this podcast this morning is to let you know that it is just about time for you to start, right? If you are brokenhearted, if you are depressed, it is just about time for you to move on from that heartbreak. If you are holding on to unforgiveness, it is just about time for you to let go of that person that has hurt you. If you are moving your, if you're moving your salvation to a later time, it's just about time for you to get to that point where you go on your knees and speak to Jesus and say, please come into my heart and be my personal Lord and Savior. Because in as much as time is, God is not bound to time, we also need to understand that we too are not in control of the time, right? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's also important that we need to understand, why do you look like you're tired? It's also important that we understand that we too are not in charge of time. So the later time you are shifting, whatever you are shifting to, is not guaranteed. You're not very sure. In fact, you are not sure if you would see that time you're moving, whatever you're moving to. So maybe you're saying, I'll forgive tomorrow, or I'll forgive next week, or I'll forgive 5 years time. Do you get? So we are saying it is just about time for you to do whatever you have proposed in your heart, or you have said to yourself that you are going to do. The time is now. Like, literally, the time is now for you to get up, dust yourself, and move on. Do you want to say anything, babe?
Okay. I would say that Chronos is probably the preparation for your Kairos. So whatever it is that you are doing now, you know, or whatever it is that you have been doing, ensure that it is productive. Because we know that we have to wait for God. We know that we have to wait on God. But it is very important that while you are waiting, you are not wasting time. You know, like, while you are waiting, you are not just sitting down, your arms crossed, and then waiting for, oh, when God is ready, God will do it. No. You have to be prepared. You know, I was reading the book of Luke, and Mary's faith struck me again. We did not, there's no backstory of who Mary was or her relationship with God, but there is a proof of her relationship with God in how she received the message from God. Because how is like, you've never heard that anybody has gotten pregnant out of wedlock. You've never heard that anybody has gotten pregnant without having sex. It has never happened before. No. Now, if an angel should appear to me, it would be easier for me to believe because I know of Mary, right? But she didn't have that. She didn't have anybody to back her up. She didn't have any proof. She didn't have any closure. She didn't have anything. All she knew was that an angel appeared to her and said, you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit and you're going to have a child. And she believed. And it struck me, and I was like, what kind of woman was Mary? It showed that the Kairos moment did not meet her unprepared. She was, whatever it was she was doing before that angel appeared to her, it was what made her easily, you know, ready. It made her receptive of God's message, even though it didn't make sense, even though it wasn't realistic, even though she had never heard of it before. So my take home will be that it may not be your Kairos time. You know, it may not be the time that God has, you know, has said, okay, you would have this child. It may not be the time that God has said you get married. It may not be the time that God has said you would get a job. It may not be the time that God has proposed for you to have these things. But while you are waiting for that time, don't sit down. Don't cross your arms. Do what you have to do, you know, to build up yourself for when the time is right. You know, read books, read the Bible, spend hours praying. Whatever it is that you feel like would help you, you know, when the Kairos time comes, do it. Build your consecrations. Is it prayer time? Is it study time? Is it watching videos, DIY videos on YouTube? Whatever it is that would make you aware of your Kairos moment and not miss out on it, do it now. It's the season of preparation. So build yourself. Do whatever it is that you have to do. Do whatever you are led to do by the Spirit of God in order for you to prepare for your Kairos time.
Thank you. Thank you. That was amazing. Thank you. So, yeah. So get up, do whatever you have to do. Get up and get back on your feet, right? Get back on your feet. Get back on your feet. It's right about time. It's time for you to get up. Get up and keep preparing. So that, like my wife said, when your Kairos moment comes, it will meet you prepared and not unprepared. All right. So thank you very much for doing this with us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's amazing to know that one of the greatest resources God has given to man is time. And if we'll use our time properly, we'll see the results, the magnificent results that will come out from our lives just because we used our time properly.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next week, Saturday, right?
Yep.
Same time, same podcast time. Yes, same platforms. All right. Thank you. God bless you and have a beautiful weekend.
We love you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Voice of Eden podcast. We hope it was a blessing to you. Kindly follow us on social media @Voice of Eden. Share with your friends and keep God first.